Hey! Hey, human! Yes, I'm talking to you. Stop that! Stop using that sword thing on those plants! A machete? Is that what that thing is? Well, I don't like it. It hurts plants, and I don't like it when people hurt plants. Girl, you stopped. Why are you here anyway? This is Washbar Jungle. No humans come here unless they want to be eaten by jungle trolls. They like humans, but not in a good way. You don't know where I am? I forgot. I'm covered in leaves. Let me open up. I don't get to show off very often.
Ta-da! I open up like a beautiful flower with a pretty girl in the middle. Whoa. Oh, I've never seen a human dressed like you before. You're not from around here, are you? You smell like soot and things that are trying to smell like flowers but aren't, and wet birds? So, why are you here anyway? Looking for me? But I don't even know you. Why would you be looking for me? That's just silly. Oh, you're looking for plant girls. Well, I haven't seen any lately, or ever, for that matter. Me? I'm one? No. I'm an Alruun. Oh, wait. I guess I'm a plant and a girl. I guess I am a plant girl. You are looking for me. You're not one of those wizards, are you? They're always stealing bits of Alruun, like me, for their potions. Oh, good. I don't like those guys. They're not really very nice. Kind of like you, cutting up plants and stuff. So why are you looking for me, anyway? Are you sure you're not trying to steal part of me? I hate that. What? Wait. You want to have sex with me? that's a new one. I'm a plant. I don't have sex with humans or humanoids or anyone. Just with other plants. You see my golden hair? Well, bees come and they nestle in my hair. And then they fly to other Alruun and... You really are rude. You think you know all about the birds and the bees? Well, you don't. Birds have nothing to do with how Alruun mate. So there. Look, there's only one thing I can do with humans that would be considered mating. And I think you'd like it. Well, it doesn't matter, because I'm not doing it with you. You're mean to plants. What? Wait! No! Ow! No, don't use that machete thing on me! That's just mean! Ugh, fine. I'll give you what you want. Big meanie. I'm only doing it because you threatened me. Let me get prepared. Do you smell that? Don't worry, you will. Yes, that's it. Breathe in my scent. You know you like it. Yes, breathe in the wonderful scent of an Alruun. Now come to me. That's a good boy. Come to the nice, pretty flower. Feel my vines reaching up to touch you. You're trying to resist, but you're all wrapped up in my scent, aren't you? Come here, human. Yes. Why can't you resist? Well, it's how we defend ourselves, our scent. It's just too much for most humans to resist. It makes them so wonderfully docile. Here we go. Do you feel my vines wrapping around your legs? And some more for your arms. You see, I have to hold you down so that if you snap out of it, you won't try to get away. No. Let's just pull you in close. You like the idea of being pulled into the center of a flower? It'd be so much nicer if you weren't wearing all these coverings. Let's get them off you. Oh, much better. There we go. Your chest is so warm against my breasts. I bet you wonder why I have breasts if I'm a plant. Where do you think my nectar is, silly? I bet you love to taste it, wouldn't you? Press your mouth to these big, full breasts. Oh well, that's too bad. We're here to mate, remember? Your body is really very nice. Soft skin, nice chest. And... such a pretty rear, too. Do you like my vines caressing your skin, teasing it like that? That little hole there reacts to being teased. Oh, so nicely. Wait, what's that poking me? Oh, look, your front part has gotten hard. Too bad I don't have a hole for it. But I'll be happy to stroke it for you. So hard. So very unlike a plant. I've never felt one of these before. It's kind of hot. Way hotter than bees nestling in my hair or sipping at my tits. Maybe this human mating of yours isn't so bad after all. You're just lucky I've been fertilized recently, or I wouldn't be able to do this. Stop thrusting in my hand. You're too eager. Slow down and kiss me. And I'll show you exactly how I'll roommate with humans. You kiss very nicely for a human. And the kissing distracted you from what's happening behind you, too. Well, you couldn't resist turning around, could you? You had to spoil the surprise. That's my seeding vine. I know it looks big and thick and kind of like this thing you have on your front here, but it's really for planting my seeds. What? Oh, don't be silly. It's going in the only hole you have free. This little one in the back. Stop trying to struggle. That's just ridiculous. You asked for this. And since you're clearly from so far away, it's the perfect way to spread my daughters. Now, let's press it. It'll be better for you if you stop fighting. I so want to mate with you now. I want to feel your hot body squeezing my vine. Relax for me. Oh, yes, it's going in. And look at you. You're throbbing. Are you going to release your own seed from this mating, human? Yes. It's time to thrust. Oh, yes, pushing my vine deeper, deeper. Oh, it's so tight. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, But I have to get deep enough inside to release my seed inside you. Oh, that look on your face. Yes, I'm going to put my seed inside you. Don't you know that's how some plants spread themselves? They attach to an animal that passes by and then follow far from where they started. Only, in your case, it'll be in you until you expel it somewhere. Oh, this feels so good. You're throbbing even more. Do you want me to put my seed in you? I want to put it in you. I want you. Spill your seed while I seed you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's coming. Oh, you feel that lump inside you going in? That's my seed. Take it. Take my seed. Oh, take it. Yes. 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 You're spitting your seed onto my hand. Yes. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, human. You made me. Oh, you made me feel so odd. And look, I let loose a cloud of pollen, even. I don't think I've ever done that before. Well, at least it'll keep you docile until you wander away from here. I better let you go. You probably won't remember any of this. Now, gather your clothes and go. You have to find a new home for my daughter. Just make sure when you finally push it out of your body that you do it somewhere nice and fertile. We want our daughter to grow up nice and healthy, right? And I hope you don't mind, but I'm keeping your machete thing. I don't think you're gonna need it anymore. Bye-bye, human.